first became aware of the figures a week or so ago and first saw them in the papers today. We all keep well aware of mortality rates both nationally and in our own organisations. But it is interesting and somewhat concerning that Friday appears to have a higher mortality rate following surgery.
And figures are figures. So what are your thoughts as to why that might be?
There is always a question of data interpretation, given that this is a single study. I suppose the inference is that the standard of care at weekends in certain places may be less than ideal. I don't think there's any evidence for that in the Newcastle hospitals. We are satisfied that we have consultant cover 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at consultant level. So that's not something that concerns us here, particularly as our mortality rates are known to be the lowest in the region.
When people see headlines of this nature, it's very easy to forget that the mortality rates here are so low and are something to be celebrated. So how, you know, what sort of effect do you think that will have on the public?
I think the public initially will be concerned, but I'd like to reassure them that in Newcastle we have no concerns whatsoever about the safety of patients undergoing surgery on a Friday. We have very specialised surgical units within these hospitals, which are covered full-time by consultants and experienced juniors and experienced nurses. We do not have a policy whereby locums are used at weekends, so the staff within the hospital are always our staff, and I have no concerns whatsoever about the safety of patients in this trust at weekends.
With that safety arena put to one side, and when we look simply at numbers, are there fewer people around at a weekend?
Obviously there are fewer people around because the routine Monday to Friday outpatients, investigations and what have you are not taking place. But we ensure that there are enough people around to cope with any eventualities relating to emergencies or treatment of patients who are already in hospital. So we are satisfied that we have more than adequate cover for the patients that we are expected and have to deal with at weekends.
And if I was sat here and I had an appointment for Friday and I was worried about that, what would your advice to me be?
I could reassure you that you would be seen on a Saturday and Sunday. There would be constant medical cover during those days. We know that the critical period post-operatively is the first 48 hours, and we're all very aware of that. So obviously great efforts are made to ensure that there is adequate staffing to accommodate that necessity.
Are there fewer operations and surgical procedures planned for the end of the week? Do you do most of them at the beginning of the week anyway?
I think over Monday to Friday, the procedures are fairly evenly balanced. Surgeons are always in the hospital at weekends dealing with emergencies and looking after post-operative patients. The intensive care units and high dependency units are fully staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So any emergency that arises either from within the hospital or from outside the hospital can be adequately dealt with.
Do you think it's important that these kind of figures are put into the public domain, or do you think that the public should be given a fairer picture?
I think obviously these figures should go in the public domain. It's the public's right to know. I think that it would be more helpful if some sort of professional interpretation of the figures were made before they went in the public domain, so that people weren't immediately put into panic mode as a result. I can reassure the public in Newcastle that they have nothing to fear whatsoever from surgery on a Friday or indeed on a Saturday or Sunday in the Newcastle hospitals, and we will ensure their safety as regards adequate medical, nursing and paramedical cover.